this Kabbalah in consequence of hunger and emptiness. But for God's sake, O illustrious company, let not your food be the young of the elephant. The elephant is in this direction that ye are now going. Do not tear in pieces the elephant's offspring, but hearken. The young elephants are on your road. To hunt them down is what your hearts desire exceedingly.
Is anyone listening? Raise your hand, please, if you listen. Because this was the first advice in book 3. And the advice came with an opening which was a little bit special. He said, there are these fellows who are tired, who are travel, the beginners, or even you. Okay? They arrived in Hindustan. Why Hindustan? Remember the parrot who loves to go in India to be free with the free people over there. So, everybody is over there. This wise fellow saw them. And because of the good compassion inside, which comes from being wise, because wisdom should bring compassion. This wise fellow is very passionate, so he said, listen, fellows, hello, I hope you're doing well. Let me tell you, in this path you're following, you will see elephants, because this is what you're looking for, right? Please, for God's sake, do not eat the children of the elephant and do not break them. Because when you go a little bit further, you arrive in the new, let's say, gatherings. You become pain in the neck of anyone you could find down there, which are in the path, and they are trying their best, and you bring in your greed. First day, you want to know it all. You want to have it all. Maybe 10 minutes you have time. I told you about that. 2 hours. Oh, this is a story I cooked from my youth. I was back in the country. I was living in the second floor of my parents' home. So one day somebody knocked at the door. I opened. This is my cousin. Hi, how are you doing? I was shocked. Is it? I was here to see my aunt, but auntie is not home. So I thought, okay, I'm here and I have half an hour, so I ring you up. Okay, the cousin comes up and I offer a tea and say, no, glass of water is okay. Now that I have this opportunity and I have this half an hour, you see, for a long time I wanted to understand this Irfan, this wisdom. Could you explain it to me? She was my cousin and she was honest. And she had half an hour and she wanted to get it all. Who doesn't? That time I was too young to understand this. But he says, this is it. Stop your greed. This is something that comes slowly with practice. Because that practice is the price you have to pay for it. So, here you will see these elephants, and I know you're in business of this. Because a lot of fellows that you will find in front of you, they are delicate. They are the fellow travelers that are a little bit in front of you and you could break them down. So be careful. Do not talk too much about this stuff. This is something to absorb. Yes?
The young elephants are on your road. To hunt them down is what your hearts desire exceedingly. They are very weak and tender and very fat, but their mother is searching lying in wait. She will roam 100 leagues distance in quest of her children, moaning and making lament. Fire and smoke issue from her trunk. Beware of those pitied children of hers. O Son, the saints are God's children. Absence and presence, they are well aware. Do not deem absence to be the result.
Oh, this is it, this is it. Wait a minute. This is something that you should really remember. Because in the path you're going to see these babies. These babies are the babies of heart. Remember this. And these are those babies who are absent and present. Who are present and absent. They're like that. They're not in real state of being just. They are different because absence or present, they are informed, let's say. But the word here is ba khabar. Well aware. Well aware, really, ba khabar, okay, but it will not do, especially because that word was very, very special for us. John. Remember once Rumi was explaining what is John? John is a difficult word to understand because, first of all, John in Persian language means sweetie, sweetheart, lovely, something like that. Whatever you like, you add some John to it. And John means life itself. So, when they say, you are my John, means you are my love. So they say, Juna, okay? But it's much more than that. And when it comes to philosophy and humanity, you know where John is really. When, where life is, when, where the soul is, the breath, all of that. So it's a state of confusion. One of the words that in this book, Rumi made it clear what he means was khabar. He was talking about John. He didn't say John is this. He said John could be nothing but khabar dar azmun, mean information in practice. Knowledge in practice is John. Life to Rumi is knowledge in practice. Okay? This is that knowledge. You say, these fellows are absent or present, they are knowledgeable. They are the carrier of that knowledge we're talking about, these babies. Yes?
Do not deem absence to be the result of imperfection on their part, for he takes vengeance for the sake of their spirits. He said, these saints are my children in exile, sundered from dominion and glory, despised and orphaned for the sake of probation.
Do you remember he was talking about this? The test is permanent, remember. From here now, every single day, every single moment, you are being tested. Because whatever is given to you, you have to understand it. So the test is always there. You should be ready to answer, right? He said, ah, let me talk about that test. God says that these babies, these are mine. That's why they are different and they look a little bit odd over there when it comes to working and stuff. This is for the test that my babies over there, they are like little orphans. This is testing you. They are here in that low profile for you to dare to test them. They are not powerful, but they are the protectors of my reputation over there. Somehow, I could say they are some part of me. You. Look at them. These fellow who are carrying the uniform of me, they are 100,000 and they are one. Think about them like that. Means they are somewhere that you cannot dig their personality over there. They became these personas which are 100,000, but they are one. Yes?
Despised and orphaned for the sake of probation, but secretly I am their friend and intimate. All of them are supported by my protections. You may say they are in sooth parts of me. Take heed. These are my dervishes. They are 100,000,000 and yet are one body.
Means what? Means from now on, when you're looking at the travelers in front of you, never ever try to judge them in person. Remember that any of them is representative of that feeling we are talking about. This is a little bit difficult for this 6-year-old boy. He asks you, be kind and explain it to him. What it means, 100,001. To the baby, to that 6-year-old boy who is clever enough, you say, this is like teachers. There are so many teachers, but to you, they're just teachers. Their personality is beyond the education that you're getting there. They're just teachers. So there is no difference between this teacher and that. That's the way he wants to explain it. Why? Remember, this is an advice to you to stop eating their children, to stop breaking some of them, bringing some, oh, but this, or if that, or what, there, to mislead the other fellows, or to misjudge some people. Judging those people, it's not up to you. Although you pretend, maybe you have even written some books about it, the subject, but I know you know zilch about it. And that's love. Everybody understand what love is? Okay. What is different? What is the difference between Romeo and Majnun? You know both of them. Here, Majnun is a lover in our stories, and his name means crazy. The crazy fellow. Over there, you have someone in Shakespeare's story. What is the difference? Did you get it, my boy? Lovers are just lovers. There is no difference between this lover and that lover. There is none. Even their faces become the same. Not physically, because when you look at the people, you don't know, you don't see their physics. Never. You cannot. That's why when they show you the statues, you are in trouble. Because what you see is the expression in the faces of the people. And that makes the difference between, look at the elderlies, they are a lot around. Thanks to that lady, they will not let them die. Okay, these elderly are walking around, look at them. Some of them, they look happy. They look good and kind, and some of them, they look bad. Dig a little bit, you will see that the kind people, they look good. Because that's what the old age is over.